A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August the 9th, 2015. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories, as the country commemorates Heroes Day tomorrow, some ex-combatants say they are planning to launch a new political party that will be led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, called Movement for People First.
There's going to be a formation of a new political party that is going to be led by Mai Mujuru. And for us women, we are rejoicing, and that's why we are actually taking an initiative.
Former ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo, part of People First, a grouping of fired former ZANU-PF member, has, however, distanced his grouping from the new Movement for People First.
First of all, I don't know in what capacity Madridengo is talking about this thing. We don't know anything about it. If there was anything, probably they've been announced either by me or by Ramtak. So I don't understand where this thing is coming from.
The head of the National Vendors Union, Samuel Wadzai, recounts his ordeal while in police custody following his arrest in Harare. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. As the country commemorates Heroes Day tomorrow, some ex-combatants coordinated by Margaret Dongo say they are planning to launch a new political movement that will be led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, called the Movement for People First. The movement's coordinator, who is also the leader of ZUD, Margaret Dongo, tells us more on the issue.
This movement is called Movement for People First. It emanates from the original slogan which we used during the struggle, where we used to say, Pamberine Pope, Pamberine Masebio Zimbabwe. And this movement is a pressure group that is actually put in place to spearhead the organization of structures within provinces, cities, and growth points in relation to the formation of the new political party. The major players who are coordinating this movement are comrades. It's like a pressure group. And this idea of a movement did not start with People First, but it's a method that has been used by most of fighters, liberation fighters or activists who are fighting for democracy.
Who will constitute this new movement that you're hoping to put in place?
A movement enables you to attract people from all walks of life with like-minded people. And the idea is to draw attention to the people that there is going to be a formation of a new political party that is going to be led by Mai Mujuru. And for us women, we are rejoicing, and that's why we are actually taking an initiative. Because for us women, we have said right from the struggle, we feel we have been exploited, and until today, we are still exploited.
So are you going to actually register this new party that you say will be led by Dr. Mujuru? What steps have you taken so far to launch the new political party?
Dr. Mujuru and the team are in the process of putting together the constitution and the other nitty-gritties and the logistics. And I support you, because with us comrades as well, we are willing to make sure that it becomes a very strong party.
What is your movement going to be doing? Are you going to be at these festivities at the Heroes Acre?
I, for one, I doubt very much, and I know most of them in my group might not be able to go, because there is nothing to rejoice and there is nothing to celebrate as far as we are concerned.
That was the coordinator of Movement for People First, Margaret Dongo, in Harare. Former ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo, part of People First, a grouping of fired former ZANU-PF members, has, however, distanced his grouping from the new Movement for People First that is expected to be launched soon. Most critics say the standoff between these two groups may hurt them in future. Gumbo tells us more on the issue.
First of all, I don't know in what capacity Margaret Dongo is talking about this thing. We don't know anything about it. If there was anything that would have been announced either by me or by Ramaphosa. So I don't understand where this thing is coming from. Nandiri is very clear. She's our leader. And she wants things done in a systematic manner. So what Dongo is saying, it's her own business. We don't know where this thing is coming from.
But have you, at any given chance, had a meeting with Mrs. Dongo, also involving Mrs. Mujuru, to discuss such a movement?
We never had any meeting with her at all with Mujuru. Yes, we were talking to Dongo as leader of Mujuru, just like the Makoni, the Zodarengwa, the Tangrai, we have tried to talk to all these democratic forces so that we can find common ground. We believe in inclusivity, but we did not talk with Dongo. She might have heard audiences from a vice president, we don't know.
This standoff between yourselves and Mai Dongo comes at a time when the country is remembering heroes. Is the People First going to be at Heroes Acre tomorrow when the whole country commemorates heroes?
I am unlikely to be there because we have a memorial in our family. My aunt passed away, and so I'll be attending that. I don't know whether Mai Mujuru will attend that since her husband, the hero, is in pain with the hero's acre. But I must caution that Mai Mujuru has always tried to avoid unnecessary brushes with people or conflict with people.
That was Rugare Gumbo of People First in Harare. National Vendors Union Zimbabwe Director Samuel Wadzai recounts his ordeal while in police custody following his arrest in Harare. Wadzai was arrested with 15 other vendors and was kept in police custody for 3 weeks before his release after skirmishes with the police. He is now out on bail and will appear in court again soon. Wadzai tells us more on his experience.
The way we keep it indicates the lack of preparedness by the government to uphold human rights. We were treated as common criminals, but we were treated like robbers, murderers, because we were put into a cell together with those hardened criminals, and the reason was just to make life difficult for us. But we remained resolute, and we are still determined to fight for what we have always been fighting for. But the conditions were just bad. Everything, the food is bad, the blankets, everything is just bad. But we are still determined to continue with the work that we are doing for the vending community.
So what is the way forward for vendors?
We feel that at all levels, the stakeholders should now begin an inclusive process of addressing this challenge. We are prepared as vendors to engage with the government and all its agencies. There's no need to be arresting each other, but this is the time for dialogue.
That was National Vendors Union Zimbabwe Director Samuel Wadzai in Harare. Two of the 30 young Zimbabweans drawn from different professions who were in Washington for the Mandela Washington Fellowship hosted by U.S. President Barack Obama will stay for an additional 6 weeks following the ending of the program Wednesday. I caught up with one of the fellows to give us his take on what he hopes to gain during the extension.
My name is Tinudiwe Zambe Makoni. I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm a Mandela Washington Fellow from 2015. I have two companies. I have Macanimation Creative Studio and Comexpose, the Zimbabwe Comic Book and Digital Arts Convention.
You were one of the Zimbabwean fellows that were chosen to remain behind. How did that process happen?
It actually happened from the very beginning, where you start applying to be on the fellowship. You do also then, you're given the option to apply for a PDE to follow on afterwards as well. So at the same time, I applied for that. I'll be based here in Washington, D.C. I'll actually be at a studio called Duke and the Duck, an animation and explainer video studio. Very excited about that.
What are you hoping to gain from this experience?
I guess what I've always wanted, practical experience. There's a lot of theory. We've learned a lot of ideas and philosophies we've gotten, but the practical application, to be in an environment where I can put some of what I've learned over the last 6 weeks into effect, and the people in that environment can give me immediate feedback. And then that is the sort of knowledge I can take back home.
What kind of challenges do you face in your field back home in Zimbabwe?
I think the greatest challenge we have is apathy for local talent and local productions with the corporate world and almost everybody. And then lack of practical expertise. So I'm fixing the practical expertise one right now. Hopefully the apathy as well, because people, I think, will be more receptive when they know that you were in an environment that is, quote unquote, more advanced. Hopefully both will be knocked out.
And any word of advice to some young person listening out there in Zimbabwe on how you got into the YALI program and how it has helped you and how they can do the same thing?
My advice is apply now. And next, have something on the ground. There's a bit of space between right now, this very moment, and the next application season in the next couple of months. My advice is have something running. They can take you on the basis of an idea, but if you really want a chance to beat the other guys, make sure that your project is running. However big or small it is, it must be running.
That was Zimbabwean Mandela Washington Fellow Tinodiwa Zambe Makoni in the U.S. Capitol, Washington. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930, 4940, and 15455 shortwave frequencies, and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And now we go to the Youth Forum with Tsetenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. As you should know by now, 500 young African leaders from 17 countries here with the Mandela Washington Fellowship took Washington, D.C. by storm as they concluded their time here in the U.S. Aside from the 30 young leaders representing Zimbabwe, there were 470 other young leaders from different countries. Today, we'll take a moment to hear from a few of those fellows from other countries reflecting on so many different topics. Let's start off with our neighbor from South Africa, Lutando Christopher Zuba, on his reflection of the speech by President Barack Obama.
Yesterday was inspirational, but I was more moved and touched by the inputs by the fellows, by the panel discussion of one of the fellows who's a South African, but like really the thoughts that he provoked in us on how to sort of re-emphasize that we are a continent and we are different countries, but have an African agenda, you know, to really understand that our narrative is not a single story one. To start telling the positive stories, start telling the good news, start telling the good things that are happening on the continent, you know.
Over to Oladipo Adesida from Nigeria as he speaks on his hopes for Africa.
I think for me, I want us to be a bit more independent, to be a bit less dependent on aid and grants, and hoping that some other country somewhere will help us. I think we have everything it takes to deal with our problems, to move ourselves from where we are to where we need to be.
Let's take a listen to Marielle Kayeye from Burundi on one lesson she is taking back home.
I've learned a lot. But the most important thing, I'll say that it's the design thinking material that I got. It's this idea of actually identifying a problem in the society, and then you use empathy as a way to understand it. And third, you ideate. You look for a solution, something you could do to help that, to help improve and solve that problem.
Ghana's Felix de la Kulutse talks about his journey to the person he has become now.
I had to do all kinds of work. I pushed truck before. I've sell all kinds of things before. I mean, I had to work at a farm to be able to get money and pay school fees. It means that when you have that money to pay school fees, I mean, you're not going to eat. So I had to sacrifice my food to be able to pay school fees. And mind you, I have another younger brother at my back. So I have to work so hard to be able to take care of my other younger brother. That was one of the things why I want to help people who are in the streets, to be able to bring them back to, you know, the classroom. Because I realize that education is one of the key things that we can use to solve poverty, to eradicate poverty in Ghana and Africa as a whole.
Nigeria's Adekunbi Adeoye speaks on the role that women have to play in society.
I think women are very more powerful than they even know that they are. We are really powerful. And I think for the first time in so many years, there's so much focus on women. It's like all of a sudden people realize that if you're not engaging women, you're working with half the potential of a country.
We can't leave without featuring one of our Zimbabweans. Here is Divine Dube's message to his fellow Zimbabweans.
To other young people around Zimbabwe, we have energy. We can tap into this energy to change our country for the better. Let's come together for the positive good, for the public good.
Grace Jerry, who introduced President Barack Obama during the town hall meeting on Monday, had a viral song that she wrote while here on her fellowship. Let's take a listen to Grace at the town hall, tell her story, and sing Ego Happen.
13 years ago, I was involved in a motor accident that almost claimed my life. It was difficult picking back my life after that experience. Coming from a continent where persons with disabilities face various challenges to access and inclusion. Despite the challenges, I have grown and have become a contributing member of my country and my society. I have become a voice for the voiceless. I am fulfilling my dream as a Mandela Washington Fellow.
Yes, we can, sure we can, change the world. Yes, we can, sure we can, change Africa, it go happen, no.
Thanks, everyone, for joining me today on the Youth Forum. Congratulations and good luck to all 500 of the 2015 Mandela Washington Fellows. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
Yes, we can, sure we can, change the world. Yes, we can, sure we can, change Africa. Philosophers, get ready to learn the wisdom of Africa. Let the spectators view the endless glory of our countries. Let the theologians see what will befall our nations, the golden nation of a new millennium. Whoa, I see the stars coming down from the sky. I hear a sound of a mighty rain coming. I see great leaders emerge like soldiers. Our flag will find the world cold. The sky is white, the grasses are green. The world is full of Africa. Yes, we can, sure we can, change the world. Yes, we can, sure we can, change Africa. It go happen, no. Yes, it go happen, no. Yes, we can, sure we can, change the world. Yes, we can, sure we can, change Africa. It go happen, no.
It go happen, no.
Yes, it go happen, no.
It go happen, no.
Believe-o.
Believe-o.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. Now to recap on today's top stories.
As the country commemorates Heroes Day tomorrow, some ex-combatants say they are planning to launch a new political movement that will be led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, called the Movement for People First. This is the News in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, August the 9th, 2015. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye in Washington. Wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.